This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, it's been pretty eventful since we last spoke, so how are the grain and livestock markets trading today?
Yeah, a lot's happened in the last few days with the inauguration and the announcements and the like. It's coming up a plus for the grains, a big plus in wheat and corn. The wheat in all three markets higher, but double-digit gains in the beans and the wheat. Beans up to almost 29 cents, corn up 20 cents. Actually, the wheat market is technically has come out on the top side of a congestion area that wheat's been in going back to mid-December. You know, positive action there. Beans have regained the losses that they suffered last week. Beans had broken after a rally. The uncertainty of the Trump inauguration, the beans broke from 1064 down to 1020, about 45-cent break, and in just in 2 days' time, they've regained all that. Actually went up faster than they went down. It doesn't happen too often.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
March corn up 5 3/4 at 490 even. March soybeans up 33 1/4 at 1067 1/4. Soybean meal up 1380 at 311 even. Soybean oil up 8 cents at 45.77. On the Merck, February live cattle up 30 cents at 197.05. March feeders down 80 cents at 267.25. February lean hogs up 7 cents at 81.20. Pork cutout went unchanged at 91.32. That's been a check of the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.